Thank you for the privilege of being with you today. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. The unchanging Christ is the same forever. You can find this study on abideinchrist.com. 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 Go to free sermons and Bible studies and click on Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. The unchanging Christ is the same forever. And just as you enjoy this message today from Hebrews, nearly a million people each month go to Abide in Christ and view these same studies. Jesus Christ the Messiah is eternally trustworthy. And the writer of Hebrews simply said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. In a turbulent and fast-changing world that goes from one crisis to the next, nothing seems permanent. However, this statement of faith has been a source of strength and encouragement for Christians in every generation for centuries. In a world that is flying apart politically, economically, personally, and spiritually, Jesus Christ is our only secure anchor. And through all the changes in society, the church around us, and in our spiritual life within us, Jesus Christ changes not. He is ever the same. And as our personal faith seizes hold of Him, we will participate in His unchangeableness. He is just as faithful now as He has ever been. Jesus Christ is the same for all eternity. He is changeless, immutable. He has not changed and He will never change. The same one who was the source and object of triumphant faith yesterday is also the one who is all-sufficient and all-powerful today to save, sustain, and guide us into an eternal future. He will continue to be our Savior forever. He steadily says to us, "I will never fail you nor forsake you." In His awesome prayer the night before His death by crucifixion, Jesus prayed, "Now, Father, glorify Me together with Yourself and with the glory which I had with You before the world was." John chapter 17, verse 5. Jesus Christ is the same forever. Jesus Christ, the personal name, and His title is used in this great affirmation of faith. The same Jesus speaks of His coming to save His people from their sins. The title Christ is His official title declaring His deity as the Son of God. He is the anointed of the Lord God. The double name is found only three times in the book of Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10, chapter 13, verse 8, and verse 21. Because He is God, He is changeless. The psalmist declared of Him, "But you are the same, and your years will not come to an end." Psalm 102, verse 27. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday because He was active in creation. In these last days He has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He also made the world. And He is the radiance of His glory, the exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the word of His power. And when He had made purification of sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. And having become a much better than the angels, as He has inherited a more excellent name than they. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Jesus Christ is the same today, offering salvation to everyone who calls upon His name. And He again fixes a certain day, today, saying, through David, after so long a time, just as He has said before, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7. Jesus Christ is the same forever reigning in glory at the right hand of the Father in heaven. But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. Jesus Christ is unchanging, and so that the truth concerning him never changes. Yesterday he is our mediator, dying in our place on the cross to cover all of our sins in a perfect sacrifice for sin. Today he intercedes in heaven, representing us before the Father in heaven. And forever he is our great high priest. He is priest forever, as has been demonstrated in Hebrews. In each of the passages of Scripture in Hebrews, it speaks of him as the great high priest. The truth is very clear. Jesus Christ is always the same. He is our priesthood forever. The author of Hebrews has demonstrated the great difference between the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, and the New Covenant is the absolute perfection of Jesus Christ's redemption and eternal priesthood. This new life in the covenant of Christ does not change with every religious fad that comes to town. Its anchor within the veil is Jesus, the high priest, after the power of an endless life in free, uninterrupted, unbroken, abiding fellowship with the Father. Because he is our high priest, he ever watches over and keeps the soul that trusts in him. Whatever circumstance in which we find ourselves, we come to experience that what he had done for us, even for one moment in the past, he will do every day and every hour, because he is always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. All that Jesus Christ was yesterday, he is today. The unchanging Christ is the same yesterday and today. All of my life I've heard the plea for a relevant new Christ for a new age. The truth is, Jesus Christ is God's final word to men in all ages. He is relevant for every age. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Jesus sits today on the right hand of the Majesty on high. He is the same person as he was when here on the earth. And when we read the words, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, we're carried back to the long ages before he became flesh. I can point to a date, a time, a place when I was born. However, Jesus Christ did not begin to live when he was born in the flesh of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem. He simply changed his robes. He is the eternal second person of the Holy Trinity. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, we're told in John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. To get to the meaning of these great words of the Apostle John, just change the pronouns to Christ. In the beginning was the Christ, and the Christ was with God, and Jesus Christ was God. He was in the beginning with God. And the Apostle Paul tells us Jesus was in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, divested himself of his garments and glory that had been his from all eternity, and clothed himself in the garments of a common household slave, in the flesh, and was obedient to death. He was the God-man, and he was fully God and fully human. The absolutely essential fact is that he was the same in past eternity, and he changes not. The context of this great statement of faith is the conclusion of the book of Hebrews. And he who was yesterday did not fail to help Moses and Joshua and David and the prophets, the Apostle Paul and the saints down through history. Why, he is faithful to us today. He was faithful to every one of them, and He has promised to be faithful to us today, and He will continue to be a steadfast help to His people forever. I search for an absolute in an age of change. He changes not, and I therefore have security. He came from the Father and returned to the Father. He dwelt in the ageless past in the bosom of an eternal Father. The Apostle John tells us, in the beginning was the Word. And when everything else had a beginning, He already existed, and He had no beginning. His beginning had no beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And all things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, and His eternal existence is declared in these words, "In the beginning was the Word." He is no vacillating whim of the age. The Word was with God, a distinct personality of the true and perfect deity, because the Word was God. And His personal relationship with the Father is unchangeable. He was in the beginning with God, and because of His resurrection and ascension, He still is in the presence of the Father in a perfect relationship. Moreover, His understanding of man never changes. No one knows me like the one who made me. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him is life. Where would you turn for a relevant Christ that is not found in a historic Christ? Would you like the modern self-made cults turn to your own making, or to some New Age enlightenment? God in Christ has already become one of us in order to demonstrate His love for us and to show us what God is really like. God came and revealed Himself to sinful man and disobedient, rebellious man. I don't need a greater light. I only need to respond to the one true and all-supreme Lord of all creation. Why should I turn to some lesser light? All other spiritual lights are only creepy shadows of the one who masquerades as the angel of light, Satan himself. We don't have to look far to discover what evil lurks within the heart of man. God has fully revealed Himself, and man in his stubborn rebellion cries out for something greater and better, like selfish, pampered, narcissistic children whining for something new. God has spoken. He has not changed His will. He is the same as He was yesterday, and I find stability for my soul and eternal peace with God. Because He is the same, I have eternal security of a right relationship with Him, not of my own self-making or choosing, but in His all-sufficient wisdom and grace. Because He's the same yesterday, I know that what He has said will still remain true for you and me today. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. That great truth will not change, because our Savior changes not. His word and eternal purposes remains the same throughout all eternity. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hervius wrote centuries ago, "The same Christ who was with them is with you, and will be with those who come after us, even to the end of the age. Yesterday He was with the fathers, today He is with you, and He will be with your posterity forever." These words apply to every situation in every generation of people who love God and are called according to His purposes. The unchanging Christ is the same yesterday, and the unchanging Christ is the same today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The pre-incarnate Christ changes not. It is said that Plato, the great philosopher, proposed to his students one day, "It may be that someday there will come forth from God a word, a logos, who will reveal all the mysteries and make everything plain." But the Lord God answered Plato when he came in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. The logos was made flesh and dwelt among men. And we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In John chapter 1, verses 14 and 18. The Lord God has answered the cry in the heart of mankind for God to reveal all the mysteries and to make plain who he is. No, he has not answered all the questions about an eternal, all-knowing, sovereign creator. However, he has revealed enough about himself to answer our deepest needs. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today. The simple fact of history never changes. Jesus Christ is alive. He is the same person who pre-existed before he became flesh, and he's the same one who walked the dusty roads of Galilee, changed the water to wine in Canaan, and raised the dead in Lazarus' tomb. There were three witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus. We are told that the Father raised Jesus from the dead. And now since he raised him from the dead, he has become that witness. The Holy Spirit was there. We are also told in the Scriptures that the Holy Spirit quickened Jesus from the dead. And Jesus was there. It was his experience. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up." On another occasion, Jesus said, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, and so that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. And I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. And this commandment I receive from my Father." John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. Other passages of Scripture reinforce the same idea. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6 tells us, "And he is not here, for he is risen, just as he said, come, see the place where he was laid." There is perfect unity in the Holy Trinity in the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. The Godhead always works in perfect harmony. The Father raised him from the dead. The Spirit raised him from the dead. The Son raised himself from the dead. And a perfect, unchanging, loving God became flesh and in the person of his Son died on the cross to redeem us. And after his resurrection, he went back to be with the Father in an intimate, perfect fellowship. The same Jesus, the same one who died, rose again, is the same one today in his majestic love and grace for sinners. The 3-in-1 still says, "If any man hear my voice and open the door, we will come to him and will sup with him." Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the moment you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the Father and the Son. Jesus said, "I am the vine. You are the branches. Abide in me, and I in you." What an eternal blessing to be enjoyed today. Intimate holy communion with our eternal Savior. Can there ever be anything more relevant than this great truth? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he invites us to dine with him for all eternity. He invites and makes possible for you and me to feast upon him. Our Christian doctrine does not change from day to day or as religious leaders pass on because Jesus Christ is the same. The truth is fixed in him. His gospel is everlasting. The unchanging Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When our Savior comes again, wrote old Harry Ironside, God is coming to take control of the things of this world, and the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon all flesh. Father, Son, Holy Spirit in counsel in past eternity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit working out our salvation here on the earth. Father, Son, Holy Spirit bringing in the glory by and by when the long period of man's trial is over, when the kingdom is fully established and the Lord Jesus Christ abides forever, the one in whom the Father and the Spirit as well as the Son are fully displayed, for he is the image of the invisible God. The writer of Hebrews simply said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In his awesome prayer, the night before his death of crucifixion, Jesus prayed, Now, Father, glorify me, therefore with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. John chapter 17, verse 5. Jesus Christ is the same forever. And the quality of our redemption is secured because Jesus is forever. His priesthood is an eternal priesthood, we're told in Hebrews chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. He came from glory, and he returned to glory. Here is one of the most profound, relevant truths in God's Word. Jesus Christ came from glory and took upon our flesh and humbled himself to die as our substitute and to pay our death penalty. And now he has gone back to glory to be with the Father in eternity, and he remains a man in that glory. This same Jesus, we can praise God for him. This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven, Acts chapter 1, verse 11. He will come back the way he went. And this same Jesus who was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities, and with those stripes were healed, who cried out, It is finished, rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, this same Jesus will be unchanged when he returns to this earth in triumphant glory. He is our unchangeable Savior. And when he comes again, he will not be wearing servant robes, but the robes of an eternal King of glory. He will be dressed in robes of the King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and for eternity. He came the first time to bear our sin and iniquity and to die as our substitute. Today he lives, ever to make intercession for us as our mediator. And when he comes, every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This same Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is eternally the same. We have received the complete and the final revelation of God to man in the person of Jesus Christ, which can never be superseded or supplemented by something later on. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me, in John chapter 14, verse 6. And Peter said, And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that's been given among men by which we must be saved, in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. In the context of Hebrews chapter 13, the faithful leaders in the church had gone to be with the Lord, but the writer reminds the church members that Jesus remains the same. Jehovah in the Old Testament is Jesus of Nazareth in the New Testament. The unchangeable one is the Messiah, the anointed of the Lord God. And for the first readers of the Epistle of Hebrews, the temple had been destroyed. The ceremonial law was gone. The Levitical priesthood was no more. However, Jesus, the Messiah, the new covenant between God and man, abides unchanged forever. And it's because Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God that he remains the same forever. He is not unstable. He is not fickle. Christian doctrine does not fluctuate with the times because Jesus does not change. He is ever the same in his identity, his divine offices, his efficacy, his eternal will. Truth does not change, and therefore the doctrine of Christ does not change. The Apostle Paul admonished the readers in his letter to Corinth, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. We can never lose Jesus Christ because in him there's no change. Andrew Murray wrote back in 1894 in The Holiest of the All that he was yesterday, he is today. All that he was yesterday in the past and the great eternity as the object of the Father's delight and the bearer and dispenser of the Father's life and love, he is today. All that he was yesterday in his life upon the earth with his meek and gentle and sympathizing heart, he is today. All that he's been in the throne in sending down the Spirit in working mightily things in and on behalf of his church, in revealing himself in joy unspeakable to trusting soul, in meeting and blessing you who read this, he is today. All that he is, he can be to you today. And the only reason that you ever had to look back to yesterday that was better than today was that you did not know or that you failed to trust this Jesus, who was waiting to make each day a new revelation and a larger experience of the grace of yesterday. Yes, all that he has been, he will be forever, even from henceforth and from the present moment and forever. And all that he will be forever, he is at this very moment for you. Think of him in the fullest revelation of his glory, in the inconceivable closeness of the union with Jesus Christ and his love, which shall be yours hereafter, and let faith say all that he ever will be, he is today. And all that he can in eternity be is to you today, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amid all the changes in the church, and the circumstances around us, and in our heart within us, in this one word is a strength and joy nothing can take away. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is just as faithful now as he has ever been. Jesus Christ is the same for all eternity. He is changeless, immutable. He has not changed, and he will never change. He still sits as our great high priest at the right hand of the Father, interceding as he did yesterday. It is for this reason every knee shall bow and every tongue will worship him. Right now, today, claim and trust this unchanging Jesus Christ as your life. An intimate personal love relationship with Jesus Christ never disappoints. Our Lord and Savior is the eternal, unchangeable Christ, the anointed of the Lord God. He is God's last, unchangeable, final word to mankind. Believe on him and be saved today. Jesus Christ is the first and the last, the one who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. May the Lord's richest blessings be yours today.